Welcome to our morning show on WRC Radio. We're putting this focus on St. Mary's School, getting down to the end of the school year and really looking forward to talking about some things that they have done, they've accomplished, and looking forward as well. We have some graduating eighth graders in the studio with us. Catherine Steadley is here, Charlotte Burns, and Bryce Colstead. And also joining us today, Mrs. Stacia Colstead, and we have Father Nathan as well in to join us in the studio to talk about the good things going on at St. Mary. Well, I think we're here with you like in August, Stacia, and it seemed like, boy, long school year. Here we are. We're toward the end.
It doesn't seem that long ago. You're absolutely right. But here we are. It's May. We are in the midst of kind of that rat race till the end of the year.
Right. Kind of bittersweet as you look at these eighth graders and you know that they're going to be leaving the nest here pretty soon.
It is. I always feel that way. I just remember looking at them at the beginning of the year and thinking, okay, are they ready? You know, and I can say with confidence now they are ready. Like, I'm sad they're leaving, but I'm so excited for them to head up to the high school and do good things there.
Yeah, indeed. And you recently had lots of the Walk for Virtues just went on last week, too.
It did. Yeah. So if you saw a bunch of people, I bet we had almost 300 walkers, most of them in red shirts, walking 10 miles around the community. It turned out to be a beautiful day. It was chilly, but the students did it every year. They walked those 10 miles and we're proud of them. And it was a nice day.
Just the way you like it. The weather was perfect, not raining and everything. So
it was, yeah. And we had so many families there. I just think it's a wonderful time to kind of celebrate that St. Mary's family, you know, raise some awareness and then push our kids to do hard things. So you can do hard things and they did it.
Congratulations are in order. One of your teams is doing well as far as the Sea Perch competition, isn't it?
That's correct. Yes. So we've been here in the past talking about Sea Perch, and we took our middle school teams to the regional in Kickapoo. We had the top three teams, and the top one was able to go on to nationals. So they are headed there the end of May. The last day of school they have to miss, but they'll be on a flight out to Maryland. So that's exciting.
That is exciting. Are you? Can you give us some names?
Yes. So this is Bailey Wirtz and Ava Wassinger and Everett Myers, the team that's coached by Dr. Brian Myers. And Mrs. Cooper is headed out along with Jim Merriweather, who's just been an invaluable volunteer for the program.
Awesome. So can you give us an insight into what their project was or what it did?
So, I mean, essentially, they all created robotic vehicles, underwater robotic vehicles, and there were two different tasks. There was a mission course and an obstacle course, and then a presentation aspect of it. And so they totally accumulated the most points, I guess, in terms of, you know, how fast they were able to do it, what they were able to accomplish in that obstacle course, and then on their presentation. So our teams did well overall, and we're so excited for the first year to have a team headed off to nationals.
That is great. Father Nate, you're here. You were kind of a mouse in the corner as this thing was assembled. That had to be kind of fun, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. No, I'm happy to be back, first of all. You know, I came at the beginning of the year as well, and it was kind of like, you know, I didn't get scared away.
No.
Promised that I would be back, so here I am. Happy to be here. But yeah, kind of, this is my first experience, you know, coming back last July with some of the different components of, you know, schools and things like that. I've been involved with schools from pretty much the time I became a priest. But Sea Perch is something that's new. So kind of watching that, getting an understanding of it myself, and then watching, you know, the teams doing so well. It was really neat. I actually had a chance to go to the regional one for a bit to watch our teams compete and kind of see them secure that first place and that trip to DC. So that was really neat.
It's fascinating what they accomplished. I don't know if you got a chance when you were young, but I would have loved this opportunity.
That's something I never did either. You know, we didn't have something, a program like that. I think that would have been pretty neat as well.
When you go through the halls at St. Mary and you see all the things that are happening, it has to please you. You have to feel good about it, don't you?
Oh, I feel great. Yeah. I mean, we have an amazing staff. You know, our students are great. And just the work that they're doing, right? I mean, the learning and everything else. I mean, sometimes, you know, you walk by and, you know, hey, have fun, have a little fun too. But it's a great place.
When you were elsewhere at other places, were you primarily focused on the high school, or were you always, you know, have you been in this situation before, elementary through eighth?
So I was in, one of my assignments was in Genoa, right? So a tiny little town just on the river, south of La Crosse.
We know it well, yeah.
Yeah. And we had a little school there. Now we had a total of 25 students, and that was pre-K through six. So much, much smaller. Of that context, but I was chaplain at three other schools, systems, and most of those were middle and high school or just high school. So a little bit different, but kind of the same.
You've had a chance to bond with the eighth graders because I understand you went on the mission trip as well.
I did.
What was that like?
It was a great experience. You know, it kind of recalled I had an opportunity when I was in the seminary to do something similar. But getting a chance to go with the eighth graders, we would travel down to Kentucky. And we were able to kind of serve in one of the local communities. There's a lot of poverty there, and just kind of help those who had presented a need that they couldn't necessarily supply on their own. And so we were able to kind of work together and work with a local organization down there and really kind of put that faith, that practice of what we preach into action, and really be there to not just do the work, but to also just be there for the people, encountering those people, being able to speak with them and hear about their stories, you know, about their lives. And it was a great experience, profound.
When they find you're from Wisconsin, and they probably wonder, what are you doing here? What is, you know, why would you come here to help us? Is that kind of the sentiment?
Yeah. First of all, they ask about the weather. They make mention about our accents.
and you're thinking the same thing.
Correct. Of course. You know, it's, you know, we do the same thing, but, and then they ask, you know, we're from so far distance and, you know, well, what brings you here? You know, and part of it is that connection that we have with the group that helps organize and coordinate those projects down there. But they are often very surprised, very thankful. I think that's the primary virtue that they express, is this gratitude, for us, who they've never met before and chances are we'll never meet again. And yet here we are helping them. So they're very appreciative, not just of the work being done, but also having that opportunity to share their lives with us.
Is it through a Catholic charity that you get hooked up with the people and where you're going to go in your destination?
It is. It's called the Father Biting Mission Project, essentially. So it's kind of a local organization in the town that they do serve the local population. So the people are able to come to them if they're in need of assistance, that they can kind of try to make sure that they're helping those who are truly in need and kind of on a, you know, greatest need basis. And then they allow us to, you know, groups to come in, you know, whether it's our group or other groups from across the country come in and really kind of serve and help work on small things, bigger things, but just in that element of service.
So what were some examples of some things that you worked on?
We had a chance of building some decks and some ramps for people, you know, as far as helping people that had some maybe mobility challenges and things like that, or planning for that. So, and the students were great. They did 99% of the work, right? I mean, I kind of sat back and watched and, you know, supervised. I mean, of course, we helped too, you know, pitched in and being able to do some of that. So, but they really were able to, you know, kind of complete those projects, which, I mean, you can maybe talk to some of them, and something that not normally do, you know, to build a deck and a ramp.
So you were the supervisor.
Of course.
Yeah, you were praying for them while they were working then, maybe.
Yep. Encouragement.
Okay. You know? Encouragement. Well, let's kind of get it from the students themselves here. Catherine Steadley, tell me about the mission trip. What did you like the most about it?
I think my favorite part of the mission trip was just being able to help people. Because, like, there's always people who, like, have less than we do, and it's always nice to just help them.
And what kind of projects did you get involved in, or what did you help with?
I was part of one of the groups building a deck and a ramp for someone with mobility issues.
Were you actually swinging a hammer, Catherine? Or?
No, it was mostly, we were mostly using drills.
Okay. But had you had experience with that before? Or was,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. What did you take from this trip, you know, your whole experience?
I'd say probably just being able to help people more. And also, like, learning how to use more different tools so I can help my dad more with stuff at home.
There you go. Life lessons, right? Absolutely. So have you been in St. Mary's School your whole time in school so far?
Yeah.
Has it gone by pretty quickly?
Yes.
Do you remember back in the day when you would do, like, the mentor when you were a youngster and you were looking up to an eighth grader? Do you remember those days?
Kind of.
Do you remember who your older student was?
I think it was a Weiss girl.
Okay.
I think.
Sure. So you looked up to her. Literally, probably. So in terms of looking ahead, are you looking forward to high school?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to high school.
What are some things that you want to get involved in high school, or maybe clubs or organizations you want to join up with?
I want to get into FFA and like theater.
Putting you on the spot again. You have a favorite class?
Art and literature.
Okay. Favorite teacher?
Miss Marshall.
All right. Good answer. We move around the table to Charlotte Burns as well. Charlotte, tell me about your experience and what you liked about the mission trip.
I liked having to actually do something instead of just sitting around, really. We got to dig a bunch of holes, and that was kind of fun and annoying at times.
Like post holes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it. All right. The mission trip, had you been to Kentucky before?
No, I have not.
And what did you take from it? I mean, I guess what did you learn?
When we went down there, there was a lot more green trees and stuff, and it was very nice down there, I guess.
The time has gone by fast. What did you like about your eighth grade year? Some highlights that you might talk about.
I liked learning new things in math, I guess. New challenges is fun.
So is math a favorite class?
Sometimes. Sometimes it's kind of hard, so.
Interesting. So what about clubs and things you'd like to join up with in high school?
I really want to see what kind of art classes they have there.
Did you make it through the Walk with Virtues the whole time?
Yeah, I did.
Well, that's impressive. Have you done that always, or was it this first year you made all 10 miles?
Oh, this is the second year.
Second year that you made it. Awesome. Well, we appreciate you coming in, and we'll join you with Bryce Kolstad as well. Bryce, let's talk a little bit about your experiences in Kentucky. Anything that comes to mind?
I would say probably, like, the main thing was just, like, helping all the needy at the Mission Center and everything.
So it was one center. What were some of the things that you did there? Were you pounding nails as well?
Oh, yeah. I did a lot of screwing in deck boards, you know.
Great. So was there any time for fun? You guys do anything fun there, too?
Yeah. I mean, one of the days we visited the Red River Gorge. And then we went ziplining and then did an underwater cave kayak tour.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So there were some games to go uh-huh. along with your adventure there, too. Were you a little bit scared about the zip line?
No, not really.
Really? I would have been. Did Father Nate go on the zip line or not?
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. He didn't make that, huh? No.
Well, I mean, I was there, yeah. But it made me realize maybe they need to lose a few pounds.
Oh boy!
So.
Truth in broadcasting.
That's right.
Here today,
there
right?
It is,
yeah,
know.
There you go. So there was a weight limit. I know I wouldn't make it on there either. So you're looking forward to high school, Bryce?
Yeah, I am.
What are you looking forward to the most? Any clubs?
Probably the sports programs mainly.
Sure. Okay. What sports would you like to go out for?
Basketball and baseball mostly.
Did you play basketball for St. Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah? How'd you do? How was your year?
Our team wasn't the best, but wasn't bad.
Sure. What about favorite class at St. Mary School this year?
Well, after Phi Ed and stuff, probably math.
Great. Did you spend some time in the principal's office? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
When you went home with your mom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're there like every day. So anything else you guys want to add? It sounds like it was a really rewarding trip, you know, as you look ahead. Some things maybe that you learned from the trip, Bryce, that you'd like to, you know, use in your everyday life.
I mean, for just, like, work and just being able to know, like, you can actually do that stuff, and also just realizing you're way better off than some people.
Good point. Have you guys, it's a long ways off, have you thought about a career? Something you like to do? Catherine, have you?
Yeah, when I'm older, I want to be a veterinarian.
Good for you. Your farm background probably prompted that a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah.
Sure. Bryce, what about you?
I'm pretty undecided.
Okay. And what about you, Charlotte? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I have no idea really what I'm going to do yet.
A lot of time. Maybe yeah. Math, right? Maybe a math teacher.
Probably not.
Maybe not. Okay. Well, thanks for coming in. Anything that you want to say about the kids here, Stacia?
No, I mean, I'm just proud of the eighth graders for their work on the mission trip. You know, we got involved with this organization because they would take eighth graders, because a lot of the charitable mission places would not necessarily take anyone under 14. And of course, in eighth graders, we still have, you know, a few of them that are 13 at the time of the mission trip. And so we found this place, and they are always very complimentary of our eighth graders and how much work that they can accomplish. I think both projects were finished before the final day, and so I think they had to find more work. I think you were cleaning up fallen trees and branches and all those things that these kids could help their parents with here, I'm sure. You know, cleaning up around the yards and things like that. But sounds like it was a good, fruitful mission, and it's a nice culmination of their experiences at St. Mary's. Like, we're here to serve others. And just a reminder is, yes, it's a week off from school, but we're doing important work, and it doesn't end here, right? So I'm just looking forward to seeing how in the future, you know, I know there's a lot of great clubs at the high school, which, you know, they require service for good reason. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just, you know, hopeful, and I know our kids will continue to serve others in the future, and this was a good foundation for that.
Yeah, it sounds good. And they had a good time, it sounds like, and, you know, got back safely. That's the key thing.
I think there was some fun that was had, too. I think there was a lot of basketball and volleyball played at night, probably some campfires and things there. And so they also had some good bonding time as a class.
I was going to say that. You get a little bit closer together. Did you kind of think that was the case, Bryce? Maybe you bonded with your classmates a little bit?
Yeah, I'd say I did.
Uh-huh. Very good. And classmates that, you know, maybe some lifelong memories, right?
Yeah. I probably won't forget it.
Did you give them a choice? They could go, like, ride roller coasters or do a mission trip. Did you give them a choice, Stacia?
You know, in the past we have.
Yeah.
Because it's usually, you know, 2 days and you get to go do something fun. And I think it was just also always in the mindset of this group is this is what we're doing. And so there's not, like, complaints. It's just, this is what we do.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I admire that, because when I was their age, I would have wanted to ride the roller coasters. I wouldn't have wanted to do the work, you know?
Right,
so it's nice that they
roller
do this.
Roller coasters are fun. And it's nice they get the zip line, you know, they get those days to push themselves. But I still say it's a learning day, because they're pushing themselves outside their comfort zone. You know, the whole experience, you're away from home for a week. I'm sure they'll say they didn't miss their parents. I'm sure some of them did. Challenging themselves to some new activities. And so I think it all works together.
Was the food good, Catherine?
Yeah, the food was really good.
They kept you fed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Father Nate, anything you want to add about the group or your experience in Kentucky?
I mean, I think it was a great trip. I really enjoyed going, you know, with them and being able to be part of it. You know, obviously, with my first year here, you know, kind of this is their last year at the school, you know, so having an opportunity to kind of get to know them, whereas, you know, the other classes, you know, have more of a chance to get to know them as the years go by. So, you know, saw it as a great opportunity, you know, for me to be with them and really to kind of, you know, towards the end of the year as they're getting ready to make that next step into high school. And, but just to, you know, walk with them and see, you know, the great young adults that they'll become. And yeah, it was a great opportunity just to be able to go outside of, you know, the local community. Of course, there's a lot of work and help that people around here need as well. But sometimes there's that great lesson of, you know, kind of removing yourself from what you're normally used to, what you're accustomed to really be able to help acknowledge or to recognize the need that is around you always. So it was great to be able to go with them, and it was a great experience, even though I didn't get to go ziplining, but it was wonderful.
Next year, maybe.
Watched them from afar, cheered them on.
I wouldn't have gone because I'd have been scared, you know, not let alone the weight thing. But is there an actual eighth grade graduation too at St. Mary? Do you have a ceremony for that?
Yeah, there is. That is coming up on
May 27th.
Okay.
At 7 p.m. our eighth graders will graduate. So it's a Wednesday evening. We have a mass and kind of like a ceremony after, and then a little reception. And so it's our time to kind of recognize them for the work they've done, whether it's academics, involvement, and kind of celebrate them here together before we send them off.
You guys are all involved in youth group as well. Have you had fun with that, Bryce?
Oh, yeah, it's been fun. There's good food, some good games.
Sure. What are some things, Charlotte, that you've done with youth group that you've enjoyed the most?
I liked before we did like a class about learning about a saint. We'd play games, so that was fun.
Favorite saint? Do you have one? Put you on the spot.
Saint Mary.
Saint Mary. That's good choice. What about you, Catherine?
I personally never had a chance to go to youth group because I was always busy. But from what I've heard, it was very fun.
Mm-hmm. Little sand volleyball in there. Did you get out there? Did you spike it in their face there, Father Nate, or not?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, okay. Maybe. And what about Church League softball? Have you made a decision which team you're going to play for this year or not?
Well, I mean, we're kind of in the process of, you know, doing the recruitment, right? I mean, we're, you know, kind of weighing the sides and we're seeing, you know, how that's going to play out. Looking at, you know, contractual things.
Oh, sure.
Which bonuses.
Which team has the best bonus?
That's right. You know, what are my options? You know, looking at big picture things, but... Yeah, we're actually looking at whether we're going to have one or two teams. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we need, you know, enough people to be able to commit, you know, so that we can play each week and you know, have that full roster of people. So we're getting ready to kind of finalize that here within the next week or so, and we'll be able to, you know, whether we'll have two teams or one. And that if we have one, that'll make my job easier, my
sure.
choice easier. So.
Absolutely. You won't have to pick sides then. Yeah. So, oh, that's fun, too. And I know you coach, you help coach some of the youth teams, too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. This year, I'm being able to help coach the sixth grade baseball team. So, you know, I have some coaching from the past. In the different schools that I was in, I had a chance to coach, help coach at the, you know, high school level and things like that. I myself, you know, played back in the day. But, you know, so I really enjoy being able to, you know, kind of help and see the younger generation foster that love of the sport. So
absolutely. You have some things coming before the end of the year, Stacia. I think next Friday, don't you have an event?
We do. So in fifth through eighth grade, you know, we're all about experiential learning. We do our mini courses. And so students will have an opportunity to sign up for a variety of topics, everything. There's a dissection one this year. Father's taking a group golfing.
Not dissecting, though.
No,
he's not doing that. Okay. Golfing, that sounds fun.
Some various art-related ones, some cooking ones. So just kind of a nice variety, a good way to end the year. I also should mention we have our spring program coming up. That's actually next Wednesday. And the RC Auditorium Committee is being very generous in allowing us to use that space. And so we'll be at the RC Auditorium, which will be something new. But we're so excited to be, you know, in that space. Our theme is stories from the Bible. So various songs that will kind of take you through the Bible. Kids have worked hard, and we're looking forward to that. So that's next Wednesday at 1 and 6:30 p.m.
So a lot coming up before the end of the year.
Absolutely.
Last day of school is the same as the public school district?
It is. Yeah, we're on the same schedule, so the 29th.
29th. Okay, and that time is coming. Do you have some summer programs or anything like that normally?
This year, no, we don't have any summer programs. I know the district has some good ones that parents can look into.
And as you say goodbye to the eighth graders, put you on the spot a little bit, what will you remember about this group? Anything that comes to mind?
Oh, just how much they've grown as a class. I think it's so fun, I mean, to see them over the years. And I think that this was the class that was in preschool, I think 4K when I started. So I've really seen the whole gamut, you know, with most of them. I mean, also we joke they have this love for food and eating. So anytime, that's kind of the joke with their classes, they would like food. They have to make a periodic table for science, and they've decided that they should make it in food form. So we have cakes and scotcheroos and pizzas and everything that's going to be done, helping them learn the periodic table. So they found a way to bring food into everything. So that's my funny memory of them. But they've grown a lot, and they've been an enjoyable class, and I look forward to see what they'll accomplish
sure.
in the future.
Father Nate, you had a chance to get to know them. Anything you'd like to say or remember this class by?
I mean, I think, you know, one of the expressions, of course, is, you know, that initial experience, right? Your first experience. So, of course, this is the first eighth grade class here, you know, in this assignment for me. And so remembering them, you know, they're a great class. They like to banter back and forth, a lot of jokes, enjoy each other's company for the most part, a lot of fun. But just their... You know, their talents. They have a lot of talents. They're a talented class, involved in a lot of things. So I think it'll be great to see, you know, as Ms. Colson said, you know, that opportunities that they will have in the future for themselves, but also how they'll be willing to be, put that work and those talents in service of others.
Great. And we'll see them at the next level, watching them play sports and those kind of things. That's always exciting, too, isn't it?
It is, definitely. You know, whether it's arts, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, those performances, sports, I think, you know, they'll be involved in a lot of the opportunities that are presented to them. So look forward to watching them continue to grow in those.
Indeed. And enrollment, people, if you want to come down and do a little tour, Stacia, you're always open for that.
Absolutely. Please reach out. You can look at our website, call us, you know, call us right at the school, shoot me an email. I'm always happy to kind of show off our school and talk to, you know, any prospective parents or people that are interested in the school. And as well as we're doing a little hiring, as every district is, you know, for next year. And so if you have any interest in you know, being part of our team. I think we have a pretty great dedicated staff as well. And so I'm always looking for, you know, good people to join, and as well as more families and students. Happy to talk to you.
I'm always impressed by your staff too. And I think that's a good sign. Longevity is one of the things you look at. You've got quite a few that have been there a number of years, don't you?
We really do. I think I am so blessed with the best staff. They work hard. They're dedicated to the students. I always say if parents all knew and just understood how much our staff care, just like all teachers, you know, they care so much. And I think our staff is very unique in how they're very positive all the time, very supportive of one another. And so, yeah, I'm very blessed by that.
Great deal. Well, congratulations on a great school year.
Thank you.
Good luck with the year-end things. Thanks for coming in today.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Mrs. Stacia Colstead joining us. Father Nathan, nice to see you again. And we'll see you again, I hope.
Definitely.
All right. Sounds good. And our students today, Catherine Steadley, Charlotte Burns, Bryce Colstead, they'll be finishing up their eighth grade year at St. Mary's School. Thanks for joining us today on The Morning Show.